Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome to Journey into the Light Radio, Spiritual Radio, coming to you as here into our ninth shining year. And we're glad you're with us here live on this Wednesday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. So send your positive thoughts and whatever you do to all those gathering there on the island there around Hawaii there. And we got a great show lined up for you here with Joan Francis live from Scotland. She comes on here each Wednesday. So if you would like to speak to Joan Francis, start calling in now and press the 1 on your phone. Without pressing the 1 on your phone, we can't get you into the show. Okay? So dial on in, 347-884-8245 is the number. And just a reminder, this evening we'll be back here on the show. And we'll have 2 great hours here of 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be Lisa Zayas, psychic medium. And before that, we'll be having a psychic roundtable with Barbara Shavinsky from Salem, Massachusetts, and Carol Adams, our new guest joining us, psychic medium. They'll both be taking your calls. So all of that this evening starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific time, here exclusively on Journey into the Light. So as you guys are calling on into the program, if you missed it, my guest Joan Francis was on with us on LA Talk Radio yesterday, Empowering Your Life. We had a really great interview and talk, and so you can catch that there. Just go to the show, LA Talk Radio, Channel 2, Empowering Your Life, and you will be able to listen to the archive that's right there, that the show that I host with Jennifer Taylor every Tuesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern time. So there you go. Okay, so let's go out to Scotland and let's bring in Joan Francis to the show. Welcome back.
Hello. Wow, Michael, 2 nights in a row we'll be talking about us.
How about that?
Meeting up in the airways. The airway friendship.
Yes.
Anyway, yes, thank you for hosting again. And it's really good to be back on again. I love these because I think I'm doing so many live shows at the moment. I'm beginning to think, where do I just record? And then I can make mistakes and correct them. When we're doing live, it's like, that's it. What you say is what you say. There's no going back on it. So I love it. I think actually all radio should be live.
Yes.
So that's my little thought for the moment, you know.
I think the listeners like that better. I've seen, where listeners, if it's taped, I mean, I'm the same way. If a show's taped, I'm not so into it as if it's live. I don't know.
Yeah. I think when it's live, obviously when something is being recorded as well, it's live in that moment. But I get what you're meaning. When it's being played back, there's no opportunity to change anything or have some inspiration in that moment. But when you're live and you're connecting with, the listeners, you have that moment of connection and you've got it right there. There's no getting away from that. So I'm very into the live slot. Always have been, probably always will be. But anyway, it's good stuff. So,
yeah. So, today you're talking about cleansing your energy here as we go into the new year.
Yes, definitely. I wanted to start to bring it forward because, we're into the 7th of December now. And we still have 3 weeks to go, in December, but the preparation and for Christmas and New Year and, people get so tied up, into all the festivities, which is great because you're sharing it with family and friends and that's the way it should be. But when we start to think about it, it's just like us moving into a new season. And like Mother Earth, we have our 4 seasons. And for us, it's just like another year is like another season for us. So it's always good to start to reflect. So the power of reflection is to look back over the year and look at where your goals were. You know, what was your intention for the year? And look at, did you succeed in it? Were there moments of where you could have took opportunities but didn't? And why did you not? You know, look at the reason behind that. And then you can start to look as well at, you know, things that came up that was what we term as unexpected. So the synchronicity of what happened and why it happened at that moment. And how did you respond? You know, what was your response energy? You know, were you happy, sad, in between, confused, you know, empowered, delighted, you know, of what was going on there? And then as you look into that reflection, then you can start to make that yearly assessment of what do you need to prepare for the next year. And although you might think I'll sit down for 20 minutes and think about this, it actually takes a lot longer than what we first anticipate. So for me, it's about making that list. You know, take 20 minutes out, yes, make your list of all the opportunities that you had, and then write next to it, did you actually take the opportunity or did you back away from it? And if you took the opportunity, what was the outcome? And if you didn't take the opportunity, how do you feel about that? And just start to make that first assessment. And then as the second week, or I should say the third week of December comes in, because we're only speaking of the last 3 weeks now. So as we move up into that middle week of the 3 weeks that we have, then you can start to go slightly deeper and look at the cause and effect of the different events of the year, again, from a deeper perspective of how do you feel that that's going to affect you as you move into the new year. And then finally, in the week leading up between Christmas and New Year, then you can start to look at what is going to be. And it's not so much about a New Year's resolution, because everybody speaks of the New Year resolution, but this is more to do with the foresight into your future of your year. So it's the whole year rather than just at the beginning of the year, because most people's New Year's resolutions, when they make them instantaneously there, they never last. So this is an empowered, really thought through and assessed of energy and feelings and thoughts, and moving into that planned moment of the new year. So that week between Christmas and New Year, it's all about what do you want to set up. It's a bit like the manifestation, the law of attraction, because that's really what you're doing. But you've already gave it great thought and in depth of why the year has gone the way it has. And then you're setting your year up for going ahead. So that can be how you want to, you know, what you want to do, how you actually want to start that process, what will be the middle goals, and then what would be the end goal for the end of 2017. Yes, we're speaking about the end of 2017, not the beginning of it, because it's all about the foreplanning of your energy. So it's having that goal, and then the whole year should be geared towards making and meeting with the goal energy. So if you're really serious about making that goal and putting everything into action, you have to set the goal, and then you have to plan in each stage of the way and allow it to happen. So as we move into the next 3 weeks, you should be looking at the empowerment of grounding your energy. So that's a meditation in the form of, you can do it in the form of just silence meditation, or you can do it in the form of guided visual meditation. If you're wondering what to do in a guided meditation for grounding, if you go on to my business Facebook page, which is my Facebook business page is Joan Francis and then Boyle. And if you go on there is actually a pinned guided visual grounding meditation at the top of the page. So you could use that one to start you off and then look for to either do your own or look for others, you know, that you feel comfortable with. You can do the same guided visual grounding meditation for years, as long as you feel comfortable by doing it and you feel that your energy is stable when you're doing it as well. The best of the, once you get your energy grounded, then you can start to build on your meditations. And there are many different meditations out there, probably thousands on, you know, Facebook, thousands on YouTube. And all you have to do is just look for them and see which one suits your energy. It must suit your energy. In other words, you must feel comfortable doing it, but yet being stretched by doing it. So in other words, feeling the energy, working with the information that you're being guided through, and feeling comfortable and strong, and obviously feeling energized at the end of it. So you should either be feeling energized, relaxed, more clarity, and really just feeling good within that space. And then as you lead up to the power of the new year, then this is where you want to start to focus your energy, which is a mindfulness energy, and not being negative at all. So no more negativity, no more negative thoughts, always looking for the positive, always looking to put yourself forward as a responsible, energized person. And that's me. And I just say Happy New Year to everybody. And then early, we've not even got Christmas, and I'm saying Happy New Year. So we're really early. Back to you, Michael.
Just a little. Not too early, though. I'll be here before you know it.
We're getting in there early. No, but you see, the whole thing about planning your energy is we do need that week or so to really indulge ourselves in really looking at the year gone past. You know, it can take, I always say to people, have a little notebook, and every day for that week, when you think of something of the past, note it in the notebook. And by the end of the week, they say, oh my goodness, I never realized how many things I actually achieved and how many things that I could have achieved but decided not to do it. And there's always reasons behind why we don't do things. So it can take a little while. And if you're going to do it, I always say, if you're going to do it right. That's my motto.
Yeah, that's true. Why do it? You know, why attempt to do it if you're going to do it halfway, right?
Yeah. No such thing as trying. That just gets on your nerves. Somebody's trying. It's you're either doing it or you're not doing it. There's no middle ground.
Okay. Well, I just, you know what I was saying. I was. If you're going to do something, do it right. Right? Okay. There we go. All righty. So, ready to go into callers?
Yep. Definitely. Yes. Okay. Why not? Okay. Let's get in there.
Glad we got a good connection here. Remember last week how we the connection was?
Oh gosh, I could hardly. Three. I know I could hardly hear anybody. I was oh my goodness.
But then you were you were like hearing us like minutes later. There was a huge delay, and I was.
That's right. Which was really confusing.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, we should have done like one this week. Yeah.
We should have done like they do in the old days, you know, say, you know, what you want to say, and then after you say it, say over, you know, like they do on the old radios.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? Over.
That's it. Are you receiving me?
Over.
Oh, we could go into a funny mood here. Come on.
Yeah. All right.
Over and out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go to our first call. Over.
Okay. So let's. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Illinois and Delphine. Welcome.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Is it Delphine?
How are you? Yes.
I am good. Yes, I am very good. Thank you for asking. So what can I do? What question have you got for me tonight then?
I was just wondering, like, what are you picking up for, like, any positive things that are coming for me in my 2017?
We're just speaking about 2017 and doing a nice reflection on 2016 to allow you to move into 2017 very clear in the mind and clear in the energy there. So I feel what I'm getting here is that sometimes I've been, Delphine, do you understand where I'm picking up that, pardon the way I'm so straightforward here, but I feel as if the negativity in the mind, so you've had a lot to think about, a lot of stresses, a lot of strains, and you've been kind of indecisive. Do you understand that energy that I'm picking up around you?
Yes, yes.
Oh, hello? Yes.
Hello, okay. Yes.
So it's just so that I know I'm linking with you. Yeah, yeah. Just keep your voice with me if you can. So what I'm getting here is that indecisive energy, in a sense, has to, you need to resolve what's going on there. And I don't feel as if you have done that yet. So as we move to the end of 2016, for you to move into 2017 with that clarity that you actually want, then I feel as though there's some old heartaches that need to be resolved, you know, within you. So have you ever thought of doing anything like the clearing of old contracts, you know, spiritual contracts? Have you ever done anything like that before, Delphi?
No.
Okay. If you can go, you know, whether you go online or whether you look somebody up or go for a recommendation, then I would suggest that you do some clearing work. You know, in other words, go into the old contracts that's deep within you, because sometimes we give ourselves the conscious conversation and we give ourselves good reasons for why we feel certain things. And what's really going on underneath can still be linked to what you're thinking, but it can be cleared quite easily and allow you to move forward with a great deal of clarity. I actually feel for you that you are a great communicator with people, but I feel you sometimes shy away from people when I would want to be pushing you in towards people. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat.
Okay. I feel that you should be connecting strongly with people in an aid of help, okay? And that aid, I'm not unsure of what aid it is. I'm just seeing the help sign that I see symbolically. And that to me is where you should be. You should be in the thick of, right in the middle of where aiding people is concerned. So in other words, I see you as a people person, but I do believe that there are times where you draw your energy back. And sometimes I see that as an empathic energy that is, if I say an undisciplined empathic energy, because if the empathic energy is disciplined, then they understand that they need to be in the middle of people and be controlled within that space. But I feel that sometimes your energy is just, it goes up and down, like the peaks and the troughs, you know. It kind of, it's up one moment, down the next moment, and you need to embrace right now. It's not so much about 2017, it's about right now. And I know you want to know about 2017, and I do feel it's going to be a good year for you, but I feel that you need to put some input of work to deal with the past thoughts and emotions that is still, in a sense, and hindering your energy at this time. So sorry for the way I'm putting that to you, Delphine, but I do feel that you need to, it would be unfair of me to tell you that it's going to be fantastic and everything else when I know that your energy is holding. So it's like you're in an airplane and you're in a holding pattern. And it's like the fuel's running out because 2016 is coming to an end. But as you can move into 2017, I want you to move into that year full of real vigor and energy and very much the clarity of the mind, because it is through your mind energy that you sometimes step back and don't push yourself forward when you really could be in a more centered position, you know, within the community. I hope that makes sense to you or helps you, but I would definitely look at moving into the old contract energy and clearing that first. And as you clear, and it won't take long to do that. I really, really, truly believe that it will not take you long to do that. But the massive difference that I feel then as you move into the 2017 would be phenomenal. A whole new different light shines on your pathway, and it's only because you're holding on to old stuff there. Okay.
I look up my spiritual, I just go online and type in spiritual contract, and
but look up spiritual, you know, spiritual contracts, and have a good read at them. You know, read all the information that's actually out there. There's loads of information out there. And some people will have different takes on it. So read two or three different ones so you can definitely say that you've got a grasp, you know, of the different thought processes of spiritual contracts that's out there. And then once you actually understand what I mean by spiritual contracts, then you will actually do your own self-assessment. Because I believe you're capable of doing that. I actually believe that you're a very strong healer and communicator, a bit like an empathic energy. And by just having a bit more knowledge, you'll be able to do your own self-assessment there. And probably be able to then, and you'll find where there are, I don't have any free ones at this point. So it's something that I'm going to take a note of and make sure that I do a free one for people. But at the moment, I don't have any guided visual meditations that we can free contracts within. I do them in classes, and I'll look for one that I've maybe done in a class that's good enough to put out there to the public, you know, and give it as a freebie. So do keep an eye on my Facebook page, business Facebook page, for free stuff like that going up. Now, once you actually get into that space, either then take aid with somebody else to help you and guide you through that, or do the meditations yourself to free the contract and allow yourself to move forward in that way. Okay? Is that
all
quite
right,
clear
you.
For you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you.
All righty. And
thank you.
Yeah, and Joe Francis, if you would, let the folks know how people can get a hold of you.
Yep, yeah. You can contact me through my webpage, which is www.joanfrancis.com, and the Joan Francis is JoanFrancies, and that's .com. And there's a contact button on the web page as well. You can get me through there, or you can email me directly, which is info, that's info, at JoanFrancies.com. Or you can catch me on Facebook, as I've said earlier. My business page, I have two pages on Facebook. So my business page is Joan Francis Boyle. And then my personal page, you can still catch me through there, which is JF Boyle. So, or you can call me on my cell phone, which is It would be a UK cell phone, so bear that in mind. And it would be +44 783 225 1798. Or my landline, which is on the page here as well, which would be +44 1698 331 008. And you can, you know, you can catch me on the landline as well. I'm trying to think if there's any other way you can contact me, maybe through Skype. But if you are contacting me through Skype, please put into the subject line a little note saying that why you want to contact me, because I don't open my Skype to everyone. I keep it for clients and personal friends. So I don't open it like Facebook. You know, you have, it's open to everybody. So it's only for clients and friends, the Skype. So, or you can contact me on Messenger. Again, that's through Facebook onto Messenger, which is Joan Frances Boyle. And I think that's all the ways they can get me.
Okay, very good. And so let's go to our next caller here, and we'll go up to Canada and bring Sherry into the show.
Hello?
You're on the air, Sherry.
Hi. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
It's Joan Frances here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
today?
Have you got a question for me?
Yes, I was just wondering if...
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Yes.
I was wondering if there's any messages from Spirit on the other side.
Sorry, I missed that.
I said I was just wondering if...
on the other side. Messages. Okay. You're fading in and out.
Okay. I was wondering
okay.
about...
I think I got that. We have a little delay for some reason. Yes. From Spirit. We've just got a little delay, Sherry, on the line here, so maybe Michael can sort that out for us. And so you may think there's a pause, but there isn't really. And it just takes me a wee moment to see if I can connect in there for you. Okay? So I just need to make sure that I have the power of your voice when I'm doing Spirit communication. Okay?
Okay.
I do feel as if I'm going towards more of a male energy in spirit, and I have this feeling about being a father figure, but yet for some reason or other I don't want to say he's a father. Now that's a bit confusing already. So I don't know if it's a person who you recognise as like a father figure, maybe not a blood father. Do you see what I'm saying? Sorry. Hello?
Oh, yes. My father is in spirit.
Oh, lost her. Hello?
Yes?
He is in spirit.
My father
did
is
you
in
recognize,
spirit.
I know this is going to sound a terrible question to you, but did... Yes, I got that part. Did you recognize him as more of a friend than a father, or were there some reason why... I get this feeling that although he seems a father figure, that he wasn't really a father figure. I know that sounds terrible there, Sherry, but it's what I'm getting.
He passed when I was very young, so he wasn't in my life for very
Hello?
Long.
Ah, he wasn't in your... Right, I get it. I get that. It's that, that's the way I feel, as if he's a father figure, but he wasn't really the father. And if that's the case, he's coming through very strong for you at the moment then. And I feel, in a sense, what I'm getting here is that he wants to, in a sense, embrace you, put his arms around you and embrace you, you know, like a real strong hug that he's given you here. And I feel as if he's doing this because he wants to reassure you that you're not alone. Wow. Have you been feeling alone recently?
Yeah, a bit.
Okay, because he's giving me this information here, or it makes me feel this, that this big hug is about allowing you to understand that you're not alone, okay? That he is there in spirit, and he brings this lovely energy. I have to say, it's a very strong energy that he brings with him. And I feel that he would have been quite a strong character man, okay? And I feel I just have this strength with him, I have to say, which is really comforting. I find it very, very comforting. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So as he comes forward in this way, I do want to say that... he's shown me the sun coming up, and he's also shown me this beautiful reflection of the sun on the water. So I don't know if he liked that, or he lived next to that, but or it's something that is symbolic to yourself. But it's like the sun is coming up, and I have this beautiful shimmer coming across the water. And I just feel as if it's like either a memory to him, or it's a case of he's giving this to you as a kind of a relaxing gift or something. It makes me feel really relaxed and comfortable. Do you have a memory of him either liking water or living next to water?
I like water. It's very comforting. I haven't lived near water.
Okay. So, okay. Mm-hmm. He's giving me this, and he's taking me back to it again, so I've got to stay with it. I feel it's something like, it's something that I would personally meditate to, put it that way. And I think that is beautiful, just to bring comfort there. And if you do that and you feel comfortable around water and you like water, then he's maybe giving it as a representation that he knows that you like that. But I feel here what he is giving me is that the middle part, I feel he's going to the middle part of 2016. So, and I feel that what he's giving me is that he would like to contain the middle part of 2016 for you. So I don't know if there's been something that has been a mishap, you know, that has took place, or maybe the middle part was a struggle for you. But it's as though he's trying to contain that part. It's as if he's putting it in a box. And he's, in a sense, saying that he's containing this. Does that make sense to you, Sherry? We've got a terrible long
delay. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Hello?
Yes, I'm not really sure.
You're not sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can only give you what he's giving me here, and it's immediately, it's this moment of where he's taken me. In particular, he's shown me the calendar months of May and June, okay? So if you reflect back onto May and June, and if you identify anything that took place within those months, it's as though he's saying he's boxing it, and he's containing it. That's the way he's shown me. And maybe it's the time to, from part of my talk earlier, it's time to reflect on those two couple of months and then sort them out and allow yourself to move forward. He is giving me that he wants you to have, which I think all fathers would want for all their children, but he's looking at the fulfillment of the material quest of life, okay? Now, bear in mind how I'm saying this to you. It's like the material quest of life. So whatever you're thinking of from a material point of view, like whether it would be your home, your career, you know, your financial energy, anything of a material quest that you're looking at, it's as though he's giving you this energy to move forward and fulfill that part of your life, okay? That's a beautiful energy that he brings to you. So although you may have missed out of his presence, you know, in the physical realm, he's certainly wanting to try and make up for that from a spiritual realm into your material realm, if you understand how I'm saying that. So it's as though he's trying to bring you all the energy and the focus and allow you to have that fulfillment in 2017.
Okay.
Was he a gentleman that kind of a leaned towards a scientific thought? You know, the scientific energy. He's giving me this scientific, you know, a medical sign here. So.
No, not so much.
Hello? Wow. Not so much. Okay. Do you understand somebody just now who's leaning towards the scientific side of life? I feel as if he's shown me that.
His father was a medic in the war.
Sorry, we've got such a long delay on this. Right, okay. Well, I feel he's shown me, because he made me lean towards that, and if it wasn't your father, then I'm going to actually say then the presence of your grandfather would actually be with your father, because he made me feel as if I was leaning towards that. And it was just when we were about to say goodbye that came in. So if that is the case, then, you know, it's that moment of saying that he is with his father, if that's the grandfather on that side of the family, of course. But, you know, both of them are coming through to say hello to you. I'm sorry for the line tonight. It's a very... we had this last week as well. But the line is so slow in us being able to communicate back and forth there, which kind of slows the process down. Sorry about that, Cheryl. But please take the love of your father and take the understanding that he does want to bring everything to you. And 2017 is definitely going to be a better year for you from a financial to material point of view. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, we thank you for your
thank
call
you,
there.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Gosh, my goodness, it's such a slow... What happened
yeah.
to our good line?
It seems like the longer we go, the more of a the delay it is of getting you the what's being said. That's what it seems like.
I know. What is that?
I don't know. It must be. I don't know where.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, we are going very far over.
Oh.
So. But the best thing we can do is everybody just kind of ask or say what they're going to say.
We've got modern technology here.
But if everybody just
right
says what they want going to say,
yeah.
and then just
ask it all
wait
and then
for the next guy to speak. So just kind of take turns. And we're going to bring in our final caller here. So we'll go to Missouri, and Marie, welcome.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hi.
Okay. Just wait.
Hi. Is that Marie?
Yes, it is.
Hi. I never caught your name. Hi, Marie. Yeah, we've got a good line. Let's keep it. Don't switch it
okay,
off.
Okay, good.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Can you hear
me? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, everybody just wait for each other. It takes about
okay.
3-4 seconds.
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly well, honey.
Okay. My
yeah.
question is, if you have a message from me from,
yeah.
like, anybody.
What can I do for you, Marie?
I was wanting to see if you had a message for me from anybody.
From Spirit?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, cool. Okay, so I'm just going to go quiet for a wee moment, okay?
Okay.
And we'll see what can happen here. Okay. Okay. Okay, I feel, Marie, that I'm getting the presence of a lady. I actually feel she's more above you, which would be mother, but to the side, which would make her an aunt or a mother, okay? But
okay.
I do feel as if I'm going to the side, I'm more leaning. And if quite right, we'll sort it out. But I feel as if I'm above you and going to the side. And I feel as though you either have a piece of jewellery belonging to this lady, whether it be a bracelet, I feel as if it's hanging off my arm. So I feel as if I'm going towards the bracelet side of things, where jewellery is concerned, and it may be an old piece of jewellery. It may not even be expensive, do you know what I mean? But it's more of a sentimental value, because I feel as if it holds more of a sentiment rather than value of any kind. So I'm not belittling the value, okay? But I feel as if as she comes forward, there was a little part of her energy of where at the latter part of her life, I feel you should know this, or a family member should know this, but I feel as if she was either scared to go out or she was scared to engage with people. So maybe she became a little bit of a recluse, but I feel as if she was quite silent about this. I think it was like an inner fear that seemed to bubble up with her. Does that make any sense to you about a member of family like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. But I feel as though I want to say that the family was quite tribal, you know, so they were very close-knit, you know, just another way of saying it there. I feel as if they were close, but yet I feel as if this one person may have gone into being a little bit of a recluse, okay, which is kind of a contradictive, you know, to what I'm saying about the tribal side of things, or the, you know, that very close-knit side. And
yeah.
I also feel this lady would have been quite talented either into a crafting, you know, like sewing, or, you know, I feel as if I've got that very busy energy, as if very creative energy as well that's coming in. So I feel very crafted, you know, she would have been very talented that way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes. I feel like
Yeah.
I feel like
okay.
my mom's describing my
brother.
So
Oh really?
Mhm.
What your mum is describing your brother?
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Wow. I've never had that before. So your mum in spirit is describing your brother in spirit?
No,
wow.
My brother that's still alive.
Yeah, I'm only feeling the one energy at the moment. I'm being totally. Oh, your brother's still alive.
Yeah.
sorry, Marie. I thought you were saying that your mother in spirit was describing your brother in spirit, and I'm like,
no.
I'm only getting the one spirit energy.
No, it's like she's describing my brother.
I'm only
my brother's relationship, our relationship
but if
now.
She's describing to you.
Yeah, my brother, the way my brother was now.
I understand.
Now.
Okay. Yeah. So if that's the case, as long as you understand it, because, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So if that is the case then, you know, there's a moment here of where, and also, can I say, oh, did he? Wow. Mm-hmm. There you go. And again, and so there would be great sentiment to that bracelet. Can I say then, because I'm obviously working between two realms here, and so I'm unsure if I'm going to be describing your mother's symptoms now or she's going to be talking about your brother's symptoms. So I'm being taken down to the abdomen region, and as I go down to the abdomen region, I feel as if I've got something, some pain into from the middle to the right-hand side. So from the middle to the right-hand side in the abdomen region. Did your mother have a condition here, or has your brother got something that is going on there that he needs to have some, you know, some medical attention to?
My brother does. He has a lot of problems in his stomach and his abdomen.
Your brother has it. Okay.
Yes.
So can you just make... Right. Can you just ask him to go and seek some medical advice so that he gets a proper treatment and
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, it won't be as bad, you know, for him. But he does need to, and if this is the case, then your mum is concerned for him, you know, so that he goes and gets something done about it. Okay. But
mm-hmm.
But she's got a very directive energy, your mum.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of a showing, she's reflecting back from herself and really speaking about yous here on this airplane. Why would she show me three? Are they three of yous? Where's
there's three
the three?
Of us left.
So I know you're saying you have a brother. Do you have another brother, sister?
I have...
There's three of
yeah.
you here on the airplane.
There's three of us still on the earth.
There's three on the earth. Okay, because she's
yes.
showed me three. So that means that all three of you are receiving her love. Okay?
Okay.
So all three of you are there. But I feel as though this kind of a recluse energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that's a good thing. She's not giving me that is a good thing. I feel as if, you know, that maybe you need to try and resolve why that type of energy is there. Maybe look at the reasons behind it. Kind of try and go a wee bit deeper into the reasons, you know, the whys, and try and resolve, you know, that side of things, because I feel what she was giving me was that, you know, that reclusive energy is not really a good energy to have, okay? And I know some people like their own space, but that's good to have your own space because everybody needs it. But to have it maybe on a constant basis or not, you know, as you say, maybe that drifting apart, then... She's not looking for that to happen. She's looking for you to be closer and,
yeah.
and the three
yeah.
of you, you know, to be in that space together. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah, a lot.
Okay. So have, you know, just try and, you know, try a lot, you know, try, just, you know, sit down and if you can, are you close together? Do you love closely? What I mean
yeah.
is in the close
yeah,
proximity.
And we're a lot closer. Yeah, we're a lot closer now that she passed away, and I think he carries a lot of guilt, but we're definitely closer.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, nobody's to carry any guilt. I'm not getting that. That's not what she's giving here.
Right.
She's looking for the three. It was all about the three. And the three of you to be together and not to have that reclusive energy, okay? But also, if your brother has these problems here, then maybe to just get some, you know, a wee bit more medical advice there, and see if we can, you know, get that resolved for him. And she's really, I'll tell you, Marie, what happened there is, as I moved into her energy, she reflected it straight back, you know, onto the earth here. And she's really been talking about you then, you know, rather than herself. And if that's the case, she's bringing a lot of love to you, and she wants you to be united. It's to be that three energy, okay? But lots of love. Thank you for phoning in as well. And thank you for getting a good line on here. We got a good line at the end.
Yeah, thank you.
Our phone lines have been quite slow, so thank you very much. Okay.
Thanks, Marie.
Okay. For phoning in.
Thank you.
Thanks now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We will end it on a good note then, and while we have a good line still, and we will thank you. Thank you, Joan Francis, for a great show.
Yes.
Over and out.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you for taking the time to do all these shows, because, again, it's... Oh, don't shut me off while I'm talking.
No, I'm not. Go ahead. No, I'm not.
But anyway, listen, thank you, and see you next week. Okay, and bye for now, everybody. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Over and out.
We've still got this delay going on.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully it's better.
Bye. Over and out.
Bye-bye. Over and out. All right, everybody. That's it for today. We'll see you guys tonight. All the fun starts tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 hours. Hope to see you then. Many blessings. Thanks for listening, and much love.